they told us we got to march, the death march, literally the death march, because we were so emaciated already, just skin and bone. And we started marching, and we marched for weeks. It took 3 weeks, a little bit over 3 weeks, to reach our destination. We went through many camps, Bochum, Buchenwald, many men camps. They were in worse condition than the women were. We finally arrived in Bergen-Belsen. Anybody that survived Bergen-Belsen will live forever. Mountains and mountains of dead bodies everywhere. You literally walked over bodies. Nobody buried anymore. There was no crematorium. No, the camps, the barracks were all full. The tents were full. Because what he did at this point, he gathered all the camps and tried to bring them to Bergen-Belsen. That's where he wanted to finish them all. He had a barrack full of bread, which was all poisoned. I don't know how many people knew. They didn't know about it, and the bread was poisoned. They intended to give the whole camp bread, and that what the Allies or the Russians or the Americans would have come, they would have found just dead bodies. The malice of them, but they did not reach to do that. Again, it was the most horrific thing. You talk to your friend. I talked to my friend. Within minutes, she was dead. My niece is already completely jaundiced, and she said, "Judy, I am dying." The SS woman announced, "If anybody is willing to carry the dead bodies from from the mountains to the mass grave, is going to earn a bowl of soup." I was able to get a girl, and we did that, and we shared the bowl of soup with the three of us. After that, Ida was gone. I said, oh my God, she did not want to see, I should see her dying. There were days where the SS men were not to be seen. So what we did, we ran to the places where they kept food, not knowing that there were civilian Germans shooting at us. Well, one morning, we see soldiers in different uniform, and these were the British. You are free.